Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com. Let's take a trip up to the Aisling Irish Community and Cultural Center, celebrating 25 years of serving the Irish community in New York. And let's welcome Sandra Feeney Charles, who is the director and a native, no fault of her own, of County Galway. Not a little bit, now you'd have made it okay there, Sandra.
Let's just say, I can feel the warm welcome, Adrian, and it's lovely to be back.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I back myself up a little bit, this is not a great year to be, you know, crowing about Mayo, but we're getting right up there.
You know, I'm trying to be diplomatic here. I wouldn't like to say anything to offend anybody on the radio, but yeah, I think you've stopped very promptly there before you dig yourself into a little hole, so good man.
Absolutely, and, you know, you're probably the first diplomat on here in a good while, as far as I remember. Tell me, though, about the Aisling Irish Centre on McLean Avenue in Yonkers.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, 990 McLean Avenue. Well, let's put it this way, very simply. If you haven't been on McLean Avenue for the last year, you probably wouldn't recognise the centre. It has been completely renovated. We've had terrific support, and I really mean terrific support, from everybody in the local community and local businesses, and people from Rockland and Queens and the Bronx and Manhattan and really all over the place. And we have completely renovated the building. We're getting ready to open. Like, we're really down to the final stretch, and I can see things taking shape. And it's such an exciting time for the Aisling Centre because, you know, we had very modest, humble space up to now. Yeah. And when we reopen, we will have a state-of-the-art, beautiful building, and it was really, you can say, built by the community for the community. So it's a very exciting time. And along with that, we're also celebrating our 25th anniversary. So 25 years of serving the community with, you know, our one-stop shop for anybody that arrives in New York as a first-time immigrant. We've grown to have a cultural, beautiful cultural program. We have a phenomenally robust senior group, the Young at Heart group. We have all of our social services are coming back. And then we have the fabulous youth development program. We have the Feroiger youth group, and we're just about to start the Leadership for Life program and the wonderful Mulcahy scholarship went on this summer up in Greenwood Lake. So really there's a lot of activity, and we're so excited to bring everything back to the center. And as a lead up, just before we get the final approval from the building department of the City of Yonkers, we have a lot of fun activities in the lead up. And our most exciting events right now on the calendar are we had a health challenge, a 6 weeks to 6K health challenge. And people have been signing up from all over, and I mean all over the world, for this challenge. Some people, I'm sure, want to get fit and stay healthy, and some of us are definitely in it for the shirt, because the commemorative shirt is really, it's spectacular. So the first event takes place on Saturday, October 23rd. The first 6K is going to be in Central Park in Manhattan, and everybody meets at Connolly's Bar on 41st Street afterwards, and goes back afterwards for a nice cup of tea and, I don't know, maybe some bacon and sausages. And then it's going to be great. The next day we're in Queens in Juniper Valley Park. That's Sunday, October 29th. And then the following week, Saturday, October 30th, we have our third 6K event in Rockland, at the Rockland, beautiful Rockland GAA grounds. And then the finale, the grand finale, is on Sunday, October 31st. Here in Yonkers. So we'll start in front of the Aisling Centre and do the 6K loop and finish up at Rory Dolan's. And it's been phenomenal to see the support that we're getting from people. We have a fabulous social media campaign. We've had messages of support from Ireland, from New York, from dignitaries all over. So there's been really terrific support. And we have our ambassadors. So I know you know some of these people. We've had so much fun with these guys and so much support from so Left Arch in Queens. We have Cha Connerton and Siobhan McEntee out there in Queens rallying support and telling people about the event and encouraging them to sign up. And then in Manhattan, we have Shelley Hackett and Zach Corish. And up in Rockland, we have Niall McKenna and Orla Kirby. And here in Yonkers and the Bronx, we have Michelle Doherty and Johnny Glynn. And these folks have really gone out of their way to make the fun social videos and tell people about the Ashling Center and invite them to sign up and get the word out there that we're getting ready to open and we have our 6K events and people are really being so supportive and, you know, in such a good humor. It's really putting a smile on people's faces and it's a great way to come back, you know, back into business after this whole time we've all been, you know, isolated and what have you from the pandemic. So it would be good to get back together, to be, you know, with the seniors and with the young people in the building and be able to talk to your staff in person as opposed to on Zoom. It would be great.
It is great. And as you're rattling off, you know, the events and all of the people, but I can't help but notice that you have an amazing, not only staff, but roster of, you know, volunteers. And, but I just want to, since we're naming those who play a significant role, very significant role, you have a board of directors there with Katrina Clark as chair.
Yeah.
And Evelyn Donald Farry is the vice chair. Bill Reagan, treasurer. Frank Brady, secretary. Sean James, funding and development. But you have had also on your board some names and some people here that have been on since, you know, going back to 25 years. Agnes Delaney, Henry, help me out with that one.
Henry Jambalai, yes.
Good. All right, good job. I didn't go for that one. Okay. Noel McGovern, Nuala Purcell, of course. And J.P. Delaney, Siobhan Henry, Dennis Mulcahy, and Catherine Tully Ryan. This, if I missed anybody, you can blame me afterwards. But I don't think I did.
What, no, I think you got everybody there. Now, and what a super group, and they really are. You couldn't do, nobody, it takes a village. You know yourself, it takes a village.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some names there, and a lot of our board members have actually been serving for quite a long time. And
I
it's
know.
Not just a name on a letter. You know, these board members come to help you when you need help. They're the face of the Ashling Center, and they're the backbone of the Ashling Center. And without them, we wouldn't have a new building. We wouldn't have our programs. The Ashling Center would never have begun in the first place. So, you know, I owe a lot. We all owe a lot of credit to all of our volunteers and all our, obviously our board members are all volunteers. And we actually have an army of volunteers. You know, with all the programs that we have, you couldn't do it by yourself. You need the people of the community that you know, rally together and come out to feed the homeless. Or make the Thanksgiving dinner for the homeless. All those things to help, even to put on an event like the 6K. You know, we're a non-profit. We're not going to hire an event company to do these things. We had a golf tournament a few weeks ago, thanks to really great volunteers, Tig and Angie Allen working together, Tig Foley and Angie Allen. You know, these guys go out of their way to do things for the Ashling Center so that we can stick to what we know how to do, running our programs and, you know, and hopefully open the door and keeping the door open and a welcome for anybody that wants to come and see us.
You know, Sandra, just for, as our listeners know, you know, working in non-profit sector is hardly new to you. You know, with international humanitarian relief organization, You spent quite some time working for Concern Worldwide, which, of course, we have nothing but the highest respect for.
Yes, that's true.
That started, I believe, somewhere in the late 60s anyway. And that giving, aid to wherever, humanitarian relief was needed.
Stirred
my memory there when you were talking about, where people are when needed. It's terrific to have, a following and an interest and, admire the work that is being done. It's a whole other story if one can, pitch in when, when needed. And it seems like COVID and the pandemic didn't slow you down, other than the working virtually. It didn't really slow down, your mission. You were off.
Nope, 100%.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct. And I have to, I applaud what you say about Concern Worldwide, the International Humanitarian Relief Organization. I learned a lot while I worked with Concern and respect deeply the work they do in 40 of the poorest countries in the world. And I think I learned a lot there. And, people will always say, well, charity begins at home. It's a different type of organization, but the work we do with the Ashling Center encompasses so much. Everything from helping newly arrived immigrants to holding classes that local kids can come to, whether it's Irish music, dance, karate, Teen Ashling, the local running, walking club that started here in Yonkers and that's now in Rockland and Queens. There's a phenomenal group of runners, and mostly runners and walkers in Queens. It keeps people connected.
Absolutely,
And if there's an issue that you can't deal with, that you need help with, you don't know where to go, the chances are you're going to find a solution at the Ashling Center. If we don't have somebody on our team that can help you directly, we'll do whatever we can to put you in touch with the type of professional that you do need help from. So, it is an open door policy. Even when the doors are physically closed, there'll be somebody at the end of the phone. And that's where we operated throughout the pandemic. The building was closed, but we were able to continue our services. We were able to deliver meals at home to our seniors. Had our social worker was continuously supporting people who needed, mental health care. Or help with housing, whatever the need was, we did whatever we could to meet it. And then our dance classes and music classes continued. People in the community were very, very helpful in helping us to find space. Father Brendan over at St. Barnabas, I couldn't say enough about Father Brendan. He's been so helpful and so welcoming. We've been able to have our Kaylee Band and Ballet Group practices there every week since we were allowed to physically be together.
Wow.
We've had our Feroiga clubs, and we have two different age groups, and Father Brendan has welcomed us with open arms. And even now that we're almost ready, but still can't get into the building, and classes have started up again this September.
Right.
Father Brendan said, welcome back as long as you need. So that's the kind of community spirit that you have, and I think the Ashling Center thrives on that. Like I said, it takes a village. You cannot do everything. But when everybody gets together and lends a helping hand, I think you can do great things.
And also, it's the Bronx. You're located, on the border of the Bronx and Yonkers.
Yes.
Rockland, huge support from Rockland, but also you provide to places like Rockland and the Bronx, Queens, areas that many people probably do not know of. When we, when we hear and when people comment on the Aisling Irish Community Centre. It's McLean Avenue, and yes, it is. But you have, reached out so tremendously over the years. And I'll tell you that, Sister Edna McNicholas and Father Tom Flynn, they started in a small place called Tiernanogue.
I read about it. It was before I got here, but I've heard a lot, about Tiernanogue.
They did a tremendous amount of work.
Father Tom recently did a little video for us, and it was lovely. I haven't met him, but it was lovely just to hear his voice and to have his endorsement for the work that goes on at the center that was started by him, like you said, and Sister Edna. And then to be, that the Irish mission has always been so important. And then to be able to say, welcome back to Sister Christine. Sister Christine will be back as soon as we open the door. Sister Christine will be back. And you say, that we've reached out into different areas. And that's what community is about. Our building will be phenomenal and our building will be our home. But the Aisling Centre is about the people as much as the building. The people in the community locally, and Irish people and Irish American all over New York make up the centre, because it's the goodwill and the help and the fun that comes out of getting together at a place like the Aisling Centre. That's what's important.
You have Siobhan McKenna there, and I'm sure she's a licensed clinical social worker. But she's been working with kids and adolescents and adults for probably around 20 years, mental health. Let me just touch lightly on mental health.
Sure.
There are so many people who, develop new problems, and we don't have to go into, the stress, particularly for undocumented, we don't say aliens anymore.
Yes, undocumented people, sure.
And they got hit so badly, no stimulus, many out on the street. It was as bad as we could get. And yet we have found so many great people who rallied together, and Aisling, we'd have to say, is right up there with the best of them. It's fantastic. And you have a development officer in charge of Foroga.
Yes, that's right.
Foroga,
I'm just going to say very quickly, thank you for just touching on the mental health services, because it's crucially important. And I think as Irish people in general, it's something that we shy away from. But we're all human and we all need help in one way or another at some point in our lives. And for the community to know that there is somebody like Siobhan Kernan, who is a licensed clinical social worker, who has lived and worked in the community for many years and has all the professionalism that you would expect from somebody of her caliber, it's a safe place to come. It's good to know that when you need to speak to somebody, you can find somebody at the Aisling Centre. And I think that's a good safety net to have. And then in Foroga, we have a wonderful girl from Leitrim, Shauna McGrath. And Shauna started with 30 young people in Foroga 2 years ago, and she now has about 220. So Foroga is the equivalent to a youth club. It's Irish. It's based in Ireland. And these are clubs for young people from the age of... Well, a junior club would be from 10 to 12, and then the senior club would be from 13 up to 18. And it's a group of kids that can come together once a week under the supervision of a volunteer. And the volunteer leader is really there just to guide them. The young people are encouraged to make their own plan, make their own decisions, come up with ideas, form committees. So, for example, for a couple of winters, the young people have got together and raised funds to buy toothpaste and toothbrushes and personal hygiene items that they put into little packets and give to the Irish volunteers, the Aisling Irish volunteers for the homeless, or to the Grateful Givers to bring downtown, to give to the homeless people along with their soup and their sandwich and the socks and the hats.
It's an amazing, success story. It really is.
Yeah.
And
so it empowers them to, you know, that they're there to play games and have fun, but there's an element of being a good citizen and, you know, learning about leadership and learning about how to form a committee and do something to benefit other people without having to feel under pressure. You know, they come to these conclusions themselves. So it's a really good club. It's a great program.
I know that a very good friend of ours, and I think most of our listeners or anybody who's had any contact, you know, with the Irish consulate in New York, you know, you have Marie Riley, who we all said so long now, and have a great retirement and enjoy every minute of it. And before we even, you know, got a chance to go home and have a good cry, there she is, and she shows up. One of the better known traditional Irish fiddle players, an incredible, great, you know.
Where would we be without Marie? I do not know. Marie will, if Marie doesn't have an answer on the tip of her tongue, she will come back to you with an answer. She has been so supportive of everything we do and of everybody that she meets, especially throughout the lockdown and the height of the pandemic, when we started the campaign's launch in 2020, where we worked with the five Irish organisations in New York, got together. We were making phone calls to people, responding to people that had been emailing, looking for support. When you're making phone calls to people who are genuinely, you know, you talked about the undocumented immigrants who had difficulties at the start of the pandemic. It's hard to hear story after story of people's devastation. And still, Marie did what she had to do and made sure that those people were heard and that they got their, you know, the grant checks. Yep. There were a lot of people to go around to, but she made sure that everybody was taken care of that came across her path or across her desk, and did it all with a smile on her face. And she knows anything you want to know about a passport application. And these days, those things aren't as straightforward as they used to be. Mm-hmm. Marie is the girl who knows about the travel updates and travel advisories and passports and so many other things. So we're delighted to have Marie. Wouldn't be here without her.
And she has a great Rolodex, let me tell you. But now she doesn't. She's not that fluorescent in spreading it out. But she has
the Rolodex is under the desk, you know? And hands off. Yeah. Don't touch.
But again, through the consulate and through all the various areas that the consulate has covered over the decades, and gets great credit for. And speaking of the Irish government, supports not just the Aisling Irish Centre, but the Emerald Isle Immigration Centre, New York Centre in Long Island.
That's right, New York Irish Centre.
And not only do they, write the checks, which are very important, but they also give their complete support, their moral support. They always make sure that when ministers come from Ireland, when people come, that they get to see all of you in action. And, it is fantastic. Tell us about, again, if I'm not mistaken, tell me if I'm wrong here, but the 6K run is starting on Saturday, October 23rd, and that's in Central Park in Manhattan, and the next day, Sunday, in Juniper Valley Park in Queens, Saturday the 30th, Rockland GAA Center. And then, okay, watch out on Sunday, October 31st, because McLean Avenue, if you have a bike, you might get by, but...
it's going to be rocking.
Listen, for those who would like to contribute and who are not up to 6K, I have difficulty driving that far. But anyway, give us again, you know, the best way to reach you.
I'll tell you where to go.
Okay.
Yes. So the easiest thing, if you are on a smartphone or have a computer, the easiest thing is to go to our website, ashlingcenter.org, and that's AISLING, so www.ashlingcenter.org. Or if you like to fire off a little email, it's info@ashlingcenter.org. And if you just prefer to do it the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and give it a call, the number is 914-237-5121. So any way you like, you'll reach us.
Fantastic. And again, just for listeners, Ashling is spelled AISLING, and it's the ashlingcommunity.org.
And you know what, Adrian, I'm going to take an opportunity here just to mention something that I'm not sure how much benefit this will be to your listeners, but I'm sure everybody has heard about Schumer's announcement of the $2 billion funds made available for the excluded workers.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the individuals that we talked about earlier, undocumented individuals that
right.
don't have a tax rebate or a stimulus income and are very often challenged economically. So this fund is still available, and our friends at the Emerald Isle Immigration Center have a fabulous staff who are more than willing to help people. So I would definitely recommend that if you know somebody who is undocumented and is considered essential worker, and that means somebody that provides home care, for example, somebody that waits on tables. You know, all of these are essential services. So I definitely would recommend calling the Emerald Isle or emailing the Emerald Isle, so because that support is available, but it won't last forever.
You know. If I knew this, I have forgotten, and that's what happens when you lose the old Ireland.
That's
but it's great. It's the Emerald Isle, and I'm sure that you know that a lot of people will be getting in touch with the Ashling, and of course, the New York Irish Centre and Emerald Isle. Listen again. Thank you very much for the time, and lots of good luck to you. And for anybody who would like to chip in, no amount is too small. Okay, and again, Ashling. You know,
ashlingcenter.org. Adrian, it's always so good to speak with you, and thank you for the invitation and the warm welcome. And I just want to leave you with one parting thought. As far as I know, any rumour that was out there about the last Mayo team to win the All-Ireland has any lingering doubts of a curse that might have been hanging over the team, as far as I know, is no longer valid. Mm. And there will be another chance next year to bring the Sam home.
Yeah, hold on a second now, because I'm pulling away from the microphone here, because it'll be a strike of lightning that will come down, and it'll probably hit for me. All right. Thank you. Okay. God bless. All right. Again, Sandra Feeney-Charles, the director of Ashling Irish Community Centre in France. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide.